your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed my chat with Mark Chandler, focused a lot on central bank policy and what the Fed did this week. I know a lot of people were paying attention, and we covered a fair bit of it after the Fed statement, but always good to get Mark's opinion. In this segment, I am chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder of The Technical Traders. And Chris, let's talk about some of the market action that we saw post the Fed announcement. Now, we are recording this about midday on Thursday, so we do not have the actual week closes. However, we can already commentate on what the dollar's been doing. The dollar took it pretty hard when the Fed came out with their statement, but today on Thursday, it's bouncing right back. There still is this almost tug of war where there are dollar bears out there, but the dollar really doesn't break down, probably because everywhere else is weak around the world. What do you think about the dollar?
Yeah, well, it's been, you know, the past couple sessions, huge swings in the dollar, massive sell-off on Wednesday after the Fed, and we saw precious metals rocket higher. And here we are, you know, the following session, and we're seeing, you know, it's moving to previous highs, like very significant recovery. So, you know, money is just shifting around. It's always hard to trade around news-based events. I always talk about any spike or pop on the chart based on news is usually given back within about 48 hours. And yes, I guess the Fed statement there, it was the same thing. We saw a huge swing and then it fizzled right back out and gave it all back and then some the next session. The big question is where are things going to settle, you know, looking forward the next week or two. I feel as though the equities market, it's on a tear. It's moving higher. I feel as though it's so close to major, major long-term trend lines. When you go back on the monthly charts and draw some support trend lines on, it doesn't matter which chart, we're moving up to a very significant level. And we just got to let the market work itself out here. I feel as though things are going to get really choppy. I think volatility will slowly creep up and start to rise because I think we're going to start to see some distribution selling kick in. I mean, we're really just in a really tough time. If I had to point forward, you know, 2 weeks from now, I would say equities markets are lower. I'd even say I think precious metals might actually be trading lower. I think we could see some significant selling across the board and a stronger dollar going forward.
Now, why do you think that we could just see selling across the board? Is it just simply fear then creeping into everyone's mind?
Well, I think things have moved up really nicely on terms of the equity side. I think there's a lot of money to be taken off to lock in gains. It feels as though the charts are all at significant levels where the market is ready for a significant pullback. And I think the dollar is going to continue to be a safe haven play. And if it continues to move up here and rallies to the 98, 99 level over the next several weeks, that is going to put a leg down in precious metals. And I really think it's usually we see kind of recently we've seen equities rally, metals sell off or vice versa. They're very inverse. But I feel as though we could see a lot of uncertainty going forward over the next couple of weeks and things are going to get really choppy. And I think the dollar is going to continue to find strength and rally up to this 98 level as the next high. And that is going to put a leg down in gold and gold miners. To me, the daily chart of the miners in metals still look really bearish. They've got bearish formations. So I think they're going to continue to go down and create an ABC, a three-wave correction that will set up for a great long-term precious metals trade after we get a pullback.
So do you have a time frame on when this pullback could happen? Is it going to happen, especially for the metals, over summer, that summer doldrums period?
Well, no, I'm thinking way more short term than that, actually. Based on the chart, it looks like we could have 2 to 3 weeks from now what could be the low in gold miners. I think we're right on the cusp of a big drop here. We could see gold hit the 1260 area. That will be a really critical level that prices will have flushed out. They'll have hit a measured move based on Fibonacci extensions. And that would be the dollar also poking up at probably 98 cents. So I think that'll be a really significant point. That's based on the current chart patterns. We're only like 2 weeks away, maybe 3 weeks away. from a potential significant bottom to get long in metals, because there will be a time when they really take off and start to outperform the equities market while stocks start to top out. So I think there'll be that kind of time frame where stocks are going to start to get choppy and top, precious metals are going to have a leg down, and they'll put in a bottom as the markets are more or less starting to top.
Any actual level that you think the metal stocks could bottom at? I assume you're looking at something like GDX or GDXJ?
Yeah, if you look at GDX, I think it would drop down to potentially the 2050 levels, somewhere in there. I mean, nothing significant. You're looking at a 10% pullback, a little bit more. But overall, I am bullish on metals. They should start to outperform and do really well. Right now, they're not. The equities market is in control. And usually the way it works is right near the end of a bull market or a trend going to the upside, everyone becomes bullish and moves into stocks. And of course, everyone will move out of equity or out of the miners. So I feel as though people are going to get overly bullish here in the stock market and pile in, even though I think it's going to be really choppy and dangerous. The average Joe is probably going to be moving in, getting comfortable and selling off their gold stocks because they're underperforming. That'll create the leg down. It's kind of just the mass sentiment is going to create these shifts, I feel.
The Fed put that is in play, that you can understand why some people think that will continue to drive these markets higher. And again, I think that was a key point that you made, is that daily chart is showing some weakness, but still, if it only drops down to that about 2050 level, that is still a constructive longer term chart, as the metals have been trying to build themselves out of that hole they dug at the tail end of last year. Let's also talk about the tech sector, because the tech sector has gotten some money coming into it. It was a tough day on the Fed announcement day, but overall, the tech sector is strong, and some of the high-flying stocks that have led to new all-time highs in the broad averages are getting more money coming in. What do you think about that trade?
Yeah, well, it's amazing how strong the tech sector has been. And I mean, there's all kinds of different theories I hear from subscribers all the time of everything's manipulated, and there's no doubt the markets, financial markets, are manipulated. But you look at Apple shares, really all they have to do is drive one stock up and they can muscle a whole market higher, the overall indexes. And if you look at the Dow and the Russell 2000 indexes, they've been underperforming. They're making lower highs. They look actually really bearish. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, they've got more tech in them, and they're heavily weighted with these big companies. And of course, it only takes one stock like Apple to jack the price up and make the market look really strong. And I feel as though this is an exhaustion move we're seeing today. I think it's very similar to what we've seen in the past, where you have a huge green up bar. It maybe lasts for 1 or 2 days, and then it reverses and gets sold into in a huge way. I feel as though this is a manipulation pop we were seeing on Thursday, potentially Friday, that we just had. And I think we could see huge selling this coming week in the market. And it's just kind of a gut feel. It's just based on sentiment and volume levels and what other sectors are doing. To me, I feel like this is just kind of a big kind of cover up, getting everyone bullish before the next bout of selling hits.
Okay. Hey, interesting comments as always there, Chris. I enjoy keeping up to date with you on your thoughts on a wide range of markets. Again, if you want to check out Chris's site, it is thetechnicaltraders.com. I will post a link below in this weekend show posting. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks again for taking some time, and have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.